The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, it's Jersey Joe. We're fired up this morning. Great to have you with us. Thanks for listening. Fine Burrows is here. Big Al is here. Thank you, Debbie, for being on the roads for us. 5 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer with Piscopo in the morning. And Jeffrey Lyons is going to join us. And Mike Gallagher is going to preview what the great Gallagher has on. And 10 o'clock on his show on AM 970, The Answer. Dr. Jerry Camerata is with us in the 9 o'clock hour. He wrote The Fun Book of Fatherhood. Hello. And Fred from Michael's of Brooklyn. You don't want to miss Fred. Fred's going to have to get his own show on the program. And on the station, I think. Don't you think so? Fred is great. Fred from Michael's of Brooklyn. We cannot wait. That's in the 9 o'clock hour as well. Happy Father's Day. Dad, you know, I know you listen, and we appreciate you, all that you do. Allow me to say thank you. Because a lot of the time, you know, Jerry Seinfeld said it best. He goes, fathers, we're like the deflated helium balloon. You know, that balloon that's been around for a couple weeks, and it's kind of halfway, you know, just floating on its own, you know, just barely has any air. And we're just that kind of, fathers are like that in the background, but we're always there to help. So to dads everywhere, we love you. We appreciate all that you're doing. We're into this this IG report. That's the big story. That's what's coming out about James Comey, former director of the FBI. But I have to read it to you. It's my responsibility to read it to you. And I'm sorry if you're tired of it, but it is important that it gets out there, and there's a 500-page report. I don't know how much does this cost, by the way. And it's good that the inspector general goes in, right, through the Department of Justice. How much does this cost? Do we have a price tag on the Russia collusion fiasco yet? Do we have I want to know how much Bob Mueller individually is making. I want to see, don't we have a right? If the IRS has a right to look into everything, if the IRS has a right to bill me $11 like they do, and every state that I work in, I get a tax bill from every state. All they do is tax us. If the government has a right to look at us, why don't we have a right to look and say, how much is Mueller making individually? How much did this inspector general thing cost? Forget about it. I mean, it's like it's our tax money, and we have nothing to say about it. And here, and just the bullet points on this report, foreign actors admittedly gained access to Hillary Clinton's emails. We knew that. But nothing's happening with it, right? Loretta Lynch's staff knew immediately the tarmac meeting was problematic. Really? I mean, really? That solo announcement that he went out, he should not have gone out and done a press conference on his own. Hello. And then I saw Christopher Wray, the current head of the FBI, do a press conference immediately following this report release yesterday. Don't you check with the president, Mr. President? Do you mind if I'm going to do a press conference? I mean, don't you, if someone in your camp or one of your, you know, one of your colleagues is going to do a press conference and you're the boss, don't you check first with the boss? It's like we have this rogue mentality in Washington, right? Comey may have violated regulations by doing this. I don't know why this guy's not being arrested, but there were also substantive issues with Comey's clearing of Hillary Clinton. We knew that. That Anthony Weiner investigation case agent was concerned how slowly that investigation was moving. I mean, really? We knew that too. And most rank and file, and this is most riveting to me, most rank and file high-profile FBI agents thought, quote unquote, if I did this, I'd be prosecuted. And it's so, so true. So cut to yesterday, and forgive me if you're just joining the show. I was talking about a couple hours ago how I had the honor of speaking at a group called MALEADS. It's the Mid-Atlantic Law Enforcement Officials, and it's the FBI. We had the directors, the special agents in charge, the ASACs from Philly and from Newark and New York. And a lot of the agents were there. The FBI agents themselves were there. A lot of cops were there from all over. A lot of police chiefs were there from Fairfield, New Jersey, and from all around. From Passaic County Prosecutor's Office was there. And they work in tandem with the federal government and through the FBI. And they said, Joe, would you come down and just do a little shtick for us, have some fun? And I went in and I talked. I told them how proud we are to have them watching out for us, to being the first line of defense in terror, first line of defense, the local police, first line of defense in our war on terror. Not to imagine, we don't even realize all that the FBI and all the local police have to go through. And it was a thank you. And I did some jokes and we sang and we had some great laughs and we had a lot of fun. What a great group of folks. I was honored. I was honored, and I wanted to say that this morning, and it's how ironic the journey takes us, right? After this IG report comes out, after the FBI is going to be lambasted, I am going to stand on this program this morning behind the FBI and the Federal Bureau of Investigation and law enforcement everywhere. I'm going to be perhaps the lone voice today that speaks on behalf of law enforcement. Because I see it, man. I worry about my kids every day in this crazy world. This political correctness is killing us. And the cops are in the middle of it. They can't even profile. Don't profile. You can't say, don't say that. You can't do that. Where are we? Just keep law and order. And if someone doesn't adhere to law and order, then take them down. I'm sorry. So I was proud to be there for that Mid-Atlantic law enforcement folks, the MALEADS, it's called. Then they took me. They go, Joe, the couple Princeton police cops from the university are going to take you over, and the New Jersey State Police are hosting an event for the homicide detectives from all around the country. They have these seminars, you know? And I said, man, so the troopers are like hosting this? Yeah. I said, absolutely. So the colonel was over there and the New Jersey State Troopers were there. But then I met so many troopers from all over the country, so many homicide. I don't even know. Can you imagine what these law enforcement officials see, these cops see when they go on the scene? I can't even imagine. I don't even want to know what they go through, the men and women there. And I got up and I did a little shtick and I talked a little bit. But again, I said, thank you. I said, we appreciate it. I know from talking to my radio audience every morning how much we appreciate law enforcement. Thank you. And they really appreciate that. So, and I feel like it's a responsibility for me to step out and say how great the NYPD is, how great the New Jersey State Troopers are, how great all these homicide detectives going through the Texas Rangers, man. How proud I was to take a picture with the great Texas Rangers. Come on. How cool is that? I mean, it was a thrill for me. And then they gave me their badges. They gave me badges. I have coins. I have challenge coins. You know, Middletown Township. You know, Hamilton Township. You know, and then the Aurora Police from Colorado came over. Connecticut State Police. They have these emblems that they gave me. You know, the patches, these actual patches. Arizona Department of Public Safety, Massachusetts State Police, the New York State Police were there. And these are tough men and women who really put their lives on the line every day. So when you see this IG report come out, please don't forget how much law enforcement does for us every day. Local police, you say thank you to the cops. You walk past the men and women of the NYPD, like Al said the other day, he caught me running across the street. I saw a cop recognize me, waved, I went across the street, shook his hand and said, thank you for your stellar service in the New York Police Department. Thank you for that. And to the New Jersey State Troopers doing such a stellar job. That is a tough job, driving the northern end of the New Jersey Turnpike, 16 lanes. They got to go. So they put their lives on the line every single day. So when you see rogue folks in the deep state get out of control, please don't think that is the rank and file. Don't. There are people out there. The majority of law enforcement is behind us, and we support them. Piscopo in the morning. It's 13 minutes after 8 o'clock. Had a great time, though. We went around. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Friday, and Big Al is here. Big Al, the two. Hey, but Al may make an appearance at this at the Dan Donovan.
Oh, this
maybe,
is big.
Maybe,
this is
maybe.
Big.
Come
this
on,
is big.
Big news. Big maybe. News. Come
we're,
on. Come
we're working on getting him written into the program.
Don't
now.
Write me into the program. It all depends on my
give
wife's
him a beer.
Haircut.
Put him in the corner.
No,
give him
no.
a beer. He'll show
if
up.
If my wife's haircut ends at the right time this and we can swing over for a few minutes, we will. If not, I got to get back home. I got my son at home.
But everybody is welcome to come to this rally tomorrow. It is free. Someone asked me, do people have to pay? No one has to pay. Everyone's welcome to come, and you get to, you know, see Dan Donovan, Rudy Giuliani, Joe Piscopo. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, and again, we open our airwaves to anybody who wants to come in and tell us what they're thinking politically, but we support Congressman Donovan, love Congressman Peter King, Dan Donovan's mentor, love Rudolph Giuliani, you know, and we are going to show our support and get involved tomorrow. And then it's Father's Day, and happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Did you, and you were at the debate for New York One. You were at the debate last night.
I was. I thought it was a good debate, and I thought... you know, I thought it was very civil. And look, I think at the end of the day, Joe, issue after issue, these guys, at least what they said yesterday, they're pretty similar in terms of where they say they stand on the issues. So to me, I think you have to look at character, right? So in politics, whether you're Democrat, Republican, independent, whatever, we always hear, oh, good people never go into politics. Politics is just the bastion of scoundrels. Well, Dan Donovan, he's one of the really genuine people who have a lot of integrity and a lot of character. And when put to the test, they've demonstrated that time and time again. And this is a great opportunity to send back a guy who really has just irreproachable integrity. So I really hope that the voters of the Republican Party and the Conservative Party do that on June 26th. Aside from that, Joe, just the political reality is if you are a Republican and you want the Republicans to hold on to the only congressional seat they have in New York City, you're much more likely to do that with Dan Donovan. If the Republicans nominate Michael Grimm, I think it's very likely that they're going to lose that seat.
Yeah, and we don't want to say any bad about anybody, but the fact of the matter is exactly that. You want to really, and you know what, Frankie, it's so funny, and I say to you listening, because we're very, very, again, I always say organically honest on the show, you got to show up now. You got to show up anymore. They're trying to take the country away, and you need all the strength you can get. And if there is somebody, you're absolutely right, Frankie Five Boroughs. You know, Dan Donovan can win in November. That's almost a given. Nothing's a given, but that's pretty certain, and that's locked. But you got to pick the people that will win, because goodness gracious, what's happening now, when I go through this IG report and I see what's happening and what they get away with, and then they're using aliases, alias emails. They call me using alias emails, and then look at this. I'm looking at this story. President Obama used an alias to email on a private server. The bleach bidding, you think it was bad then. If we don't hold on to what we have now and you let it get away, they will do whatever they want. I mean, the audacity of the last administration, they get after Donald Trump, the audacity, what they did, the government was just taking over and doing, you know, it was like a rogue government, Frankie Five Boroughs, as I read this report and I see all these things coming out, you know?
Well, look, this report is very damning. Clearly, this shows that there's just misconduct that is pervasive at the FBI all the way up to the top. And I really think that I hope that one, this will say to Congress, hey, we need to revisit how the FBI, the oversight of the FBI. I've said for years that the FBI kind of gets to be a government onto themselves. And I hope that this will lead to long-term structural reforms about the way the FBI does business. Now, again, it's 500 pages. Even if we spent every minute of all 4 hours of the show, we couldn't get to everything that's in here. But Peter Strzok, who was a counterintelligence agent, not a pretty high-ranking counterintelligence agent, who oversaw not only the Hillary Clinton email probe, not only was the recipient of the Christopher Steele dossier, but when it came time for Robert Mueller to pick his team of FBI agents for his independent counsel probe, he served on that team as well. So he had three direct supervisory roles involving Donald Trump. his bias against Donald Trump was so clear that he should have absolutely not. When he was texting with his paramour, she called him a loathsome human. And he then responded, I keep hoping the charade will end and people will just dump him. They both called Trump an effing idiot. Another time when Lisa Page, another agent who he was having an affair with, Strzok responded when asking, he's not going to become president, is he? Strzok responded, no, he's not. We'll stop it. Now, Joe, when you have FBI agents that are investigating Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton saying, we're going to make sure he doesn't become president, that's a real problem. Another part of the memo, which hasn't gotten enough attention, is there's a text message exchange where he said he was at a Walmart in Virginia and he can smell the Trump supporters. Now, is the guy that's in a position to investigate anything having to do with the Trump campaign? That's not even, we haven't even gotten to all the Comey misconduct that's part of this. Using his personal email server to conduct FBI business, having authority from no one to do this press conference. And by the way, while he's lambasting Hillary for using a personal email server, is himself using a personal email server. This is devastating for the FBI. And whether you're a Hillary Clinton supporter or a Donald Trump supporter, you've got to be furious with James Comey. And really, this guy, certainly Peter Strzok, who's still cashing a government check, none of these guys deserve any credibility on anything.
You're right. And that is the management of the FBI. It's true, not the rank and file. Hey, Piscopo in the morning, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Debbie Duhaime is on the roads. Jeffrey Lyons standing by. Mm-hmm. Hey, Debbie, it is Friday.
Yes,
people
Friday,
are going to be
Friday,
running.
Friday, Friday. Yeah. I love Friday.
Thank God it's Friday. Thank God for traffic. We know it's there.
It gives me a job. It gives me a job. You know, that's a good thing. By the way, I saw Charmin and Alfred Natoli singing last weekend. And they sang. You know, they were so fantastic, and I ran into so many of your friends, Joe and Jeanette DiStefano, from North Carwell. They know your mom.
The doctor, right?
They're so. Everybody was sending, you know, their best buddy from the Italian Tribune. He was,
there
you know,
go.
So many people are like, "How's Joe? How's Joe?"
You're Italian. You're Italian, Deb. You really are. You're
I
so
am
Italian.
0.8%. Remember?
It is. But Al Natoli. I mean, we got to go to traffic. But Al Natoli wrote, "Here's to the band with Artie Schreck from Newark."
And they played it. It was fantastic.
And Al did. That's great.
He did it, yeah. And, you know, it's really entertaining.
Fantastic. I love it. Hang out with more Italians, Deb. It's good for you.
Come on. Definitely
keep
is.
Keep you young, right?
Definitely is a good thing. Oh, it was fantastic. Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, everybody. Inbound GWB moving along okay, believe it or not, right now. Lincoln Tunnel looks okay as well. Holland about 15. 684 South into exit 6 in toward Katona. Accident on the shoulder. Watch for a problem on Hillside Avenue over in North New Hyde Park. It looks like you have an accident here with all lanes subject to closure. Heading out toward Lakeville Road. We're going to keep an eye on that one for you as well. And Sunrise Highway westbound, heading out toward Massapequa. Accident involving a tractor trailer. Brought to you by Unbound.org. Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice. Continue their dream of education or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future in a single moment. See how far your support can go at Unbound.org. Partly cloudy for today, and it looks like tomorrow we're going to see a nice day as well. And for Father's Day, Sunday, partly cloudy, high of 88. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 tomorrow morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
If you're tired of struggling with stubborn belly fat and unwanted weight, dieting and starving yourself, and if you're still unhappy when you look in the mirror, then Dr. Melinda Keller can help you.
You can lose 20 to 40 pounds in just 40 days, guaranteed. I know from personal experience, it worked for me. I know it sounds too good to be true. It's not. It's time to look and feel your best. Call Dr. Keller at the Brooklyn Wellness Center today. 718-234-6212. That's 718-234-6212. Or visit them at weightlossbrooklyn.net.
This is Dan Proft with 60 Seconds of Sanity for upstream-ideas.com. Everything big city Dem mayors like Rahm Emanuel do is for the kids, they tell us with ersatz earnestness. Rahm is quick to take up cause celebs like the Parkland High School Gun Control Brigade in the name of school safety. What Rahm and his leftist colleagues won't do is change school systems run by the adults for the adults, even when some of those adults are child predators. In a blockbuster expose, the Chicago Tribune documented a long-running sex abuse scandal inside the Chicago public schools that should end Tiny Dancer's career, should be international news on par with the coverage given the Catholic Church's scandal, and that should serve as a warning to public school parents across the country. According to the Tribune, since 2011, 430 reports of sexual abuse have been investigated, with credible evidence of misconduct found in 230 of those incidents. Worse yet, the story identified repeated failures to screen out Chicago public schools employees with prior arrests related to alleged sexual offenses involving children. A lot of attention is devoted to holding Pauls and their appointees accountable for threats to kids in school that come from the outside. What about the threats they welcome inside and cover for?
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. How are you? Jeffrey Lyons coming in. You're going to be punchy Friday already. 824, Jeffrey Lyons standing by. May I tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn? And Fred, by the way, Michaels of Brooklyn is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. We love Fred. You don't want to miss Fred. Because when you go over to Michaels of Brooklyn, Avenue R, Nostrand, right there in Brooklyn, New York, you'll see Fred and Johnny, and you'll see Marianne and Michael himself. Now, you know the sauce. You could look at this. You could go across the country to a supermarket, please, and you'll see Michaels of Brooklyn right up there, front and center. It is just jumping off the shelves. But what I love to tell you, especially if you're listening locally in New York and in Jersey, you know, you have, and certainly in the borough of Brooklyn, you have got the opportunity to go to one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, Michael's of Brooklyn, right there in Avenue R and Nostrand in Brooklyn. You're going to love the cuisine. You're going to love the ambiance. Enzo will meet you. The maitre d', the staff is spectacular. The food is off the charts. Michael's of Brooklyn. Plus, they make the sauce right there, please. They make it right there in those huge, huge 80-gallon kettles, and they're bringing in new equipment, and they keep it in Brooklyn, man. They don't go out thinking, oh, everybody else probably make the sauce in China, right? Not Fred. Not Fred. They keep it in Brooklyn. Arrabbiata puttanesca. Home-style Italian gravy. All authentic, amazing. The best around. Michael's of Brooklyn. You got to try it. And if you get a chance, go to Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn and check out Michael's of Brooklyn, one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of America. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic taste of Italy for over 50 years.
Michael Mented, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Jeffrey Lyons, world's greatest film critic. Hey, Jeff, it'd be funny. I mean, they make everything else in China. Thank God they're not making Michael's of Brooklyn in China. I love that.
Remember keeping... when we were kids, you'd see Made in Japan?
Yes, yes.
And we went, and we cheap stuff.
That's right. And we always laughed at it.
That's
and
right.
Look at that. Look what happens. I'm just saying.
You know,
Jeffrey,
you're talking about J. Edgar Hoover.
Yeah.
He once arranged for us to have a private tour of the FBI when I was a child because he knew my dad.
Let me stop you right there.
My dad knew everybody.
But so you actually went down and you met J. Edgar Hoover as a kid?
No, actually, I didn't meet him then. I met him about a year before he died in the Russian tea room. But he sent an agent, and we go around the FBI, and comes the part where they show you how in World War II they had these really today low-tech, you know, messages hidden in pencil erasers and on the inside of envelopes, the dot design, one of them has like the Constitution and a mini. When you're 6 years old, that is thrilling to you. So I said to the FBI agent, lucky the FBI was on our side. So 35 years later, he kept a file on everybody. He kept a file on my father, friends and foe.
Whoa.
And I got a hold of it, and it says, Lion's son says, lucky FBI is on our side. This is your tax dollars at work. That's called anal retentive.
That's great. Your quote. J. Edgar Hoover kept your quote around. That's unbelievable.
Well, I mean, that's just ridiculous. And then, you know, he dated Ginger Rogers' mother. And one day, he never left the United States. And one day he was in the Polo Lounge of the Beverly Hills Hotel, which I'm sure is a place you're familiar with, very fancy place. And he overheard somebody at the next table saying, "Why is she dating that cop?" And he got up and he walked over and he said, "I heard that crack. And just for that, if ever you're kidnapped, I won't raise a finger."
What a character.
So, oh my God. Tell stories of the, I have a picture of my parents and Hoover holding, pointing Tommy guns at the camera, taken on my parents' honeymoon in 1934.
Wow, so, man. I don't know how they use those Tommy guns.
We used to get Christmas cards from him every year in the same mail as a Christmas card from Polly Adler, who was the Heidi Fleiss of the 1950s. Always came in the same mail somehow.
You know what's so great that you were aware of it even at a young age? You were aware of all of this.
Well, one night my parents gave a party, and I was five. I got up and walked in, and I didn't recognize anybody except DiMaggio in the corner. And I walked over, and I said, "You're the best guest here." And 35 years later, he saw me at an old-timers game and called me over and said, "Would you still say that?" I said, "Of course, Joe." Do you know who I cavalierly walked by to get to Joe?
Who's that?
In our living room, Alfred Hitchcock, Ernest Hemingway, Adlai Stevenson, Marlena Dietrich, and Edward G. Robinson, none of whom could hit a curveball.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, so all those people were at a party for your dad?
Yeah, my parents, it was a different time. I mean, you write a Broadway column in the golden age of New York newspapers, you get to know everybody. And unlike Winchell, they loved my dad, and not Winchell was feared. You saw the movie Sweet Smell of Success with Burt Lancaster. It was about Winchell.
Yeah. You know what? That was true because your dad was really, he wasn't mean like that. It wasn't mean spirited like it is today.
Mayor Lindsay gave the eulogy and said, in a business of sharks, he was a prince. So
yeah.
Unless you attacked him, he would hit you back in print, but only Winchell did that. But underneath it all, somehow they were friends.
Great story for Father's Day weekend, Jeffrey.
Yeah. You know? Two movies. I was with George Takei at a film festival I hosted in Florida, and I mentioned you in the later versions of Star Trek, and he said, and he probably has seen your Jerry Lewis-like performance, and he said, "That young man has great courage."
Oh, yeah. Is that what he said about me, you mean?
Yeah. It's out there, folks. You can see it. You can see it.
Too funny.
Actually, George Takei is in a movie called America. It's not playing in theaters yet, but I'm sure you'll be able to get it soon on demand. Mm. And if you're wondering about Gotti, by the way, it didn't screen for broadcast critics, so it gets a scarlet letter from me. I don't know why they did that, so that's why I'm not reviewing it. But anyway, in America, George Takei plays a guide at a Japanese-American museum. Because don't forget, he was interred for four years in real life. In the prison camps. It was a terrible thing to do. One of the few things FDR did that was shameful. And he can remember learning the national anthem and looking out his window and seeing barbed wire and guards around him in the United States, in America, born in California. So, and you know, when they got out, they lost everything. All their businesses were taken away and their homes were gone. And
Is that right?
Yes, it took decades to get reparations. But anyway, he's an 80-year-old guide. He's playing a little bit older than he is in this museum, and he's explaining to a woman and her child about what he went through, but not as in being interred. He plays a veteran of the 477th. That was the unit of the Japanese-American soldiers sent to Italy, and they were used as cannon fodder, as they used to say, and they got more Congressional Medals of Honor and more Purple Hearts and more other awards than any other unit their size. One of the most courageous, like the Tuskegee Airmen were some of the great fighters in the Army Air Corps. So it's a very touching little film. So you can probably see it on demand soon. The other film is called Tag. Tag is with John Hamm and Ed Helms and Isla Fisher, among others, and it's about lifelong friends who never stop playing tag, you're it. And the one member of the group who has never been tagged is Jeremy Renner, and it's now 30 years later, and they want to get him and tag him. And it's pretty funny. I thought it was going to be silly. It is silly, but it's lots of fun. And John Hamm has a great gift for comedy. Who knew? It's a lot of fun. It's called Tag. Yeah.
Is The Incredibles out this weekend? The new Incredibles film?
It is, but I was down in Florida at my film festival when it opened. I'm sure it's, so the animation looks amazing. So
that's a great film. Hey, Jeffrey, too, what happened? Ocean's 8 made money, yes?
It did. I don't usually follow grosses, but it got mixed reviews. And you know what is the box office disappointment in many the latest Star Wars movie? Because
what? I was just going to ask you about that. What happened with
I think we had one in December, didn't we? You know, and this is a prequel, and I liked it, but it's almost like overdose. But there's another one coming. I'm sure we'll see a Harry Potter sometime, and maybe a Lord of the Rings, and you know,
your favorites, your favorites.
Oh
Jeffrey.
My God, you got to learn the names and the characters and do research. It's just only a movie.
I love the stories of your dad, man. Happy Father's Day to you, Jeffrey Lyons. Yeah, I love that you keep that heritage and all the history of your dad alive.
You know, when Ginger Rogers' mother called him, he said, "Hi, sweetheart, where are you?" She said, "You're the G-man, find me." So we traced the call.
That's a true story, J. Edgar Hoover did that.
True story, my father printed it. So it's
only from Jeffrey Lyons, the great Jeffrey Lyons. Happy Father's Day, Jeffrey. God bless, man. Take care. 8:33 Episcopo in the morning. Mike Gallagher is going to join us as well, another great dad. And right now, speaking of dads, Al Cattullo standing by with the headline news just for yous on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
64 degrees at 8:34. I'm Al Cattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Atlantic City's Ocean Resort Casino is granted a special hearing that could permit gaming at the new complex by the time it opens later this month. Officials with Ocean Resort will meet with the Casino Control Commission on June 20th when they plan to demonstrate that they are prepared and well-equipped to operate a casino. Ocean Resort has already partnered with William Hill to offer sports betting, provided it is granted a casino license. Ocean Resort set to open on June 28th, the same day Hard Rock Atlantic City plans to open. Officials with the LIRR are planning to be in Brooklyn today to announce a new low-cost LIRR ticket for commuters. The so-called Atlantic ticket is being offered on a trial basis for folks traveling between stations in Brooklyn and Eastern Queens. The one-way peak ticket is expected to cost just $5, less than half the normal rate of $10.25. The pilot program comes after an advisory group recommended the low-cost fares in order to spur riders to use some of the LIRR's lesser-used stations. In sports, Gleyber Torres capped a four-run fifth inning with a three-run homer as the Yankees beat the Rays 4-3. Jason Vargas was outdueled by Matt Cook as the Mets were doubled up by the Diamondbacks 6-3. The Amazons have dropped three straight and 11 of their last 12. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning to you, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening here as you take it out to the Hudson River crossings. Traffic is actually moving okay here at the inbound side of the GWB. No major problems there. If you're heading over to the Lincoln Tunnel, the Lincoln Tunnel looks like a minor delay as well. Holland Tunnel about 15. 80 westbound exit 55 getting out toward Totowa. Accident being clear. 3 eastbound slowing down by the construction zone out by Route 21. 287 north at 78. An accident was cleared out of the way. Watch for slowdowns right now as you head over to Hillside Avenue in North New Hyde Park. It's an accident investigation. Several cars involved in that one, so do watch out for some slowdowns. Traffic is slowing down for you on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound at the Verrazano Bridge, Brooklyn bound upper level. An accident still being clear from that area as well. We're going to keep an eye on that for you. Traffic is slowing down on Sunrise Highway eastbound, getting out toward Broadway, out toward Massapequa. An accident involving a tractor trailer. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 77, sunny tomorrow, high of 85. Partly cloudy for Father's Day and Joe's birthday with a high of 88. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Hotels.com. With Hotels.com, get rewarded from seaside cabins in Oregon to five-star resorts in Mexico. Hotels.com has all the options, and for every 10 nights you stay, you get one free. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded. Free nights don't include taxes and fees.
Hey, Piscopo in the morning. Thanks, Debbie. 836 right now. If you own or rent a home or an apartment, you own a business, you got a huge, huge opportunity to impact this generation and the next by choosing green renewable energy sources. When you buy renewables from Blue Rock Energy, you're getting energy sourced and developed right here in New York State, keeping dollars and creating jobs for our communities. With Blue Rock, you could choose to purchase 30%, 50%, or 100% of your annual electricity usage in clean, renewable energy sourced directly from New York State. You know, Blue Rock's pricing for sustainable sources is lower than most competitive suppliers. You know, they make it easy to include renewable energy for all or part of your home or business's power supply. Make the free and easy switch to Blue Rock Energy today. You can sign up at BlueRockEnergy.com or you could call 877-280-4909, 877-280-4909, or please go to BlueRockEnergy.com.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Daily News investigative reporter Greg B. Smith about NYCHA's mismanagement of New York City's public housing. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Ever wonder what the real story is behind a headline-making legal case? Or the reasons for a judge's decision? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews with those who make the laws and those who protect your rights through the rule of law. Tom asks the questions, and you get to hear the revealing answers. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Napa know-how.
Your broken AC may not be broken. It may just need a recharge with the Avalanche AC Recharge Kit. Just $39.99 plus an additional $15 prepaid Visa card by mail. Just pull the trigger and brr. The Avalanche AC Recharge Kit. Now $39.99 plus $15 prepaid Visa card. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 6/30/18.
Mike Gallagher standing by. It's 20 before 9, 8:40 right now, but I want to take a quick second to remind you to tune in this and every Sunday at 12 noon for everyone's favorite Sunday show on AM 970, Brunching with Franco, hosted by my pal Franco Porporino. And Franco covers everything you need to know about what's hot in Jersey, what's hot in New York, the latest trends in restaurants, fashion, entertainment, so much more. He's a hot producer out there now, and you don't want to miss Franco's show. He's the Renaissance man, and so much fun to listen to. You don't want to miss it. So make sure you tune in, because Franco is back. Brunching with Franco, right here on The Answer, every Sunday at noon.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
I'm in a New York state of mind.
I'm going to have to separate you guys. Hold on. Now, there's a little bit of a dispute between Mr. Gallagher and Mr. Cotullo. Mike, give us the break. First of all, good morning. Happy Father's Day.
He doesn't know how to park. He doesn't park right.
Exactly.
And so he does it to
little,
stick it to me.
Dissension in the studio.
So tell us about it, Mike.
What happened?
Right,
what happened?
In the middle of an NYP zone, and then I can't get my car behind him. And it's always, true. And he's always, I know what he's doing. He's saying, good luck, let's see Gallagher get his car behind that.
That's true.
And I'm just, then I got to schlub over to the garage. And
see, you got, let me, if you're listening, I have to tell you, Mike and Al, of course, they are just privileged because they have NYP plates.
We
they can park
anyway.
Me and Frankie, we got to, right. Frank walks from Staten Island. I got to drive 100
you walk on
miles.
Water? Wow,
when I was
Frank.
A kid, we used to walk 10 miles to school. Now, you guys have the special plates. So what did he do, bump you out, Mike?
He hogs, like, to the equivalent of two
that's
spots.
Al.
There's
that's
him,
Al.
There's
I'm a big
him
guy.
And another, there's another car. Yeah. I'm trying to find out their phone records and everything so I can get them audited.
He works on Wall Street.
Yeah.
He works at the stock.
We'll find him. We'll find him. The search is on.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Oh, well, he won't be a nice guy after I get
no,
through
that's
with him.
True. That's true. But this week, there have been a lot of people illegally parking there.
You
I had 2 days this week I had to park in the garage.
And
because,
they sit there.
Oh,
you know, they
excuse
sit.
No, I throw them out. If they're sitting in the car, I push them right out.
What do you do?
Time to go. NYP plate. Look at the sign.
So, Mike, did you get the car in, Mike? Did you get?
Oh, no. I've got to go to the garage 10 blocks away, and that's $27 a day. And you got to find the spot, and you're going to get dinged in the garage. And
I know that you're coming down, I'll wedge the other guy
in. Why don't
in
you just go to the garage? Why don't you just park in the garage?
I don't make as much money as you. That's a lot of money to park.
You got the beer show on the weekends, you got it rolling in. You could find a nice spot in the garage. You got plenty
that's
of room.
Great.
I don't have to promote that show anymore.
I've got an. Hey, how about this? You had cancer. I have an artificial hip. I think my hip trumps your cancer.
Wow.
Because I need to
dueling diseases.
You're
I
in
like
great
this.
Shape. You walk around here very fast.
I can clear my parking spot for my Gallagher on Cancer
I don't
Corner,
know if
please.
Cancer Corner would not like
no,
that.
No, no. You know, here's the dilemma. Guys, you want to really get into this while we're on this subject?
Sure.
This
sure.
gets a little dicey. Uh-oh. All right, so I did have a hip replacement a couple years ago.
Yes.
All right. Do I qualify for a handicap? Placard on
yes,
my car.
And you know what's you know what's great about the handicap no, placard?
Oh, way
you
better
can
than NYP
park
plates.
Anywhere.
Oh no, it's the gold.
Well, hold
anywhere.
On.
It's
but
the
question
ticket.
Is, the question is, Mike, you wouldn't take it even if you could get it.
I'm convinced that if I took it, karma would take me down.
Yeah, exactly.
And I would wind up becoming paralyzed from my eyebrows down. Something terrible would happen. I'd fall down some steps
your hair
because
would move,
I did.
That's it?
No. I fell out of a cab the other day. I mean, this what? Woman on the
wait
street.
Wait, like, wait, wait, wait,
I tripped falling out of a cab. Those cabs with the big like minivans with the floorboards. I hit the floorboard. I fell so hard, I think the sidewalk moved. And the lady, and I'm on my fat butt rolling around. I was happened to be in a suit and tie.
She stepped over you to get in the cab.
No, she screamed. She said, Are you dead? I said, no, I'm not dead. That's not a nice
thing
to say.
Wait a minute. Wait. This is the whole, hold on, Al. This is the most embarrassing thing. If something like that happens, did someone, when they walk over, they go, can I help you, sir? Yeah. That's the most embarrassing of all, Mike. Am I right or wrong?
You're right. And I'm going, no, I'm fine. I'm just embarrassed. I mean, I'm rolling around. I'm on my book has gone everywhere. I mean, it's and people really did think, what the heck is wrong with this 58-year-old man rolling around on the sidewalk? Was he shot? Did he get run over by a car? It was embarrassing. I mean,
Are you okay?
Yeah, my feelings are hurt. I mean, it's just embarrassing. Does all get it?
You know why I felt though? I was. I'm running out of the grocery store the other day. I'm in ShopRite. I'm always on the clock. I'm running. I got everything. And one young guy goes to me, "Do you need help, sir?" I said, "Now I'm getting old." When they start asking, "Do you need help?"
Oh, I
so
get it.
Funny.
When I go to McDonald's, do you want the seniors discount? No, I don't want that. What do I need? What? Excuse me. Why do I need the senior discount? Do you need the senior discount?
Do I look like I need the senior discount?
I don't need the senior
discount. Is
that
what you're telling me?
Why don't you give me the junior discount, okay? Give me the teenage discount. Just ticks me off.
Maybe a Happy Meal?
Oh, yeah, a little Happy Meal, yeah.
Something tells me you don't want to miss Mike's show today.
Yeah, I'm fired up today. I'm a little black and blue. I'm a little bruised, but I can still talk. And but seriously, does the hip replacement qualify? Do you think, Al?
Yes, I think you should. I mean, I'm telling you, the honestly,
that's a big surgery.
It's huge.
The problem is, I'm fine now.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what? I'm sorry. You look like you had a little hitch when you walked in. The handicap placard.
And you know, that's what I would do, by the way. If I did get the handicap placard,
oh, you'd walk out of
I'd
the
limp.
Car with a hand.
I'd
oh,
limp.
Absolutely.
I would limp.
To.
I'd look like it'd look like Quasimodo. Yeah. I'd get out of that car. I'd be all hunched over.
Honestly, the handicap placard is the gold standard. You can park anywhere in the city.
Any zone.
Doesn't matter. You throw
but
the
you
car
know what
there.
Kills, you know what kills Done. Me, Mike, is when the people who will take the handicap and the because someone in the family is handicapped and they'll actually
I've
use
that.
Michael Grimm did that. He parked
right.
Handicap.
My guy does that.
Well, Frank, tell me now what happened.
Michael Rim was photographed his car parking in a handicap spot.
That's right.
Oh,
and he claimed he didn't know.
Family member?
No,
well, no, but he claimed that he didn't know that it was a handicap spot. Yeah, meanwhile, it's where his office is, so he knows exactly where the handicap spot is.
Mike,
but
I know
I've done
you,
that at
I know,
a concert.
I know you got to go, Mike, but I got to tell you, if I want to hear what you think about this IG report, because I was before the FBI last night. A lot of the ASACs, you know, the special agents in charge, and then I was with the New Jersey State Troopers, and we had a great time supporting law enforcement. You and your stellar foundation helping out Selene police officers, and we addressed it all. What do you, when this IG report comes out, you know, it's a blip. It's a little, it's a couple bad actors, and it makes the FBI look terrible. And that's what's unsettling to me, Mike.
Well,
what's your take on this whole thing before we let you go this morning?
Well, one of the bad actors, of course, is James Comey. I want to take you back in time when President Trump fired Comey. And his haters said he was nuts. He had lost his mind. It was Nixonian. He had no business firing Comey. Let's go back down memory lane and listen to all the guff he took for firing Comey. Once again, Donald Trump gets thoroughly and completely vindicated. Once more, his instincts were right. Once more, he was correct about a deep state. Once more, he's right about this FBI agent Peter Strzok and the FBI lawyer Page trading these vicious emails. We're going to stop him. I felt like I was down the rabbit hole yesterday watching and listening to all this coverage, Joe, because Here's the IG saying, now we have concluded that there is no political bias evident by these findings. No political bias. I thought, has everybody lost their minds? And they're repeating these phrases like they meant, like they were true. No political bias. Let's stop him from being president. Another text said 400 million people will vote against him. I mean, these guys were so in the tank for Hillary, it isn't even a close call. How do you say political bias with a straight face?
It's so true. I don't know, man. It's unbelievable what's going on, and you're absolutely right. The president is vindicated this morning.
Once again, it's been a great week for Donald Trump, starting with the Singapore summit, his birthday, flag day yesterday. He's vindicated with these deep state actors. Listen, we'll be all over it today from A. We got it covered from A to B, beginning at 10 a.m. right here on AM 970.
Mike Gallagher limping out of the studio this morning. We love you, Mike.
I think I qualify. We may take a poll. Do you guys have polls? Do you have a poll set up?
We have Italians and polls.
Let's do a poll. An honor poll. Does Mike qualify? I did have a hip replacement. I admit it really doesn't. I am limited. I can't run. My doc said I'm not allowed to run with an artificial hip. I can get on the exercise bike.
He has
bike.
To Uber to his parking spot.
Yeah, I do. I take one of those little pedicabs. I take a pedicab, give the guy $167 to go two blocks.
Mike Gallagher at 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. We'll be listening, Mike,
Thank you, my friend.
Love you, man. Happy Father's Day, Mike.
Happy Father's Day, Joe. Thanks,
guys. He's going to slash Al's tires in the hour before his show.
Oh, a little red. He can get that red spray paint off. It'll come out easy.
The voice. Thank you. Mike Gallagher on 10 o'clock at AM 970, The Answer. I see the calls. I'll go to the calls shortly, 877-970-2999. But we want to, speaking of cars, speaking of traffic, Debbie Hames got it all for you. I'm right here at AM 970, The Answer.
Was Michael Caster his fault?
No, he's great.
Poor
he's
Mike.
Great.
He said he was rolling around. I mean, I had this, like, vision of poor Mike, and he couldn't get up.
Okay, sir? Can I help you, sir?
Do you need the senior discount? Oh, that has got to be the worst. Oh, horrible.
Oh, man. Hiya, Debbie. How we doing out there?
Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. It looks like Hillside Avenue is closed here on North New Hyde Park. It's all due to an accident investigation. That accident involved several cars, so watch out for some delays there. Traffic building on the Southern State eastbound getting right out toward the Wantagh, and you're slowing down quite a bit as well as you head to the Grand Central Parkway eastbound right out toward the Cross Island. Stop and go at the Verrazano Bridge, Brooklyn bound, upper level. That's an accident waiting for you. Now, alternate side parking rules are suspended for today and tomorrow. For religious observance, metered parking rules remain in effect. Traffic is pretty light at the George Washington Bridge. No problems at the Lincoln Holland 15, 80 westbound, exit 55, getting out toward Totowa. An accident there cleared away. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you as you head to 684 southbound, getting down through Katona with an accident cleared away. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Be sure to tune in every Sunday night as Labor Press, New York's leading source for daily labor news and industry information, brings you their Blue Collar Buzz radio show. The hosts, Neil Tappell and Bill Holfeld, will discuss issues in the workplace and talk with some of the most prominent and influential personalities in the labor community. It's Labor Press, Sunday nights at 9, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. You know, buying a pre-owned car can be scary. How do you know it's safe? Was it in a flood or accident? Can you believe the mileage on the odometer? Well, on the SmartWayToBuy.com, you'll find the finest collection of pre-owned vehicles in the area. And you'll find peace of mind because every car you see on the site comes with a vehicle history and has gone through a 150-point inspection. Plus, each one comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can be confident it's the right vehicle for you and at the right price. Because the SmartWayToBuy.com backs up every one of their already low prices with a 110% low price guarantee. The details are all there on the site. Discover the benefits of buying your next pre-owned vehicle, the SmartWayToBuy.com.
When Donald Trump was in the fight of his life against Hillary Clinton, Michael Grimm stayed silent. He never even voted for him. But just like Hillary, Grimm voted for bad trade deals, funding Planned Parenthood, and against border wall funding. No wonder Michael Grimm was ranked the third most liberal Republican in Congress. Grimm never backed Donald Trump. Don't believe Grimm's lies. They landed him in prison. Why trust him now? Dan Donovan stands with President Trump, and he has the full endorsement of Donald Trump. Together, Donovan and Trump are fighting Obama's bad trade deals, building a wall, and deporting dangerous illegal immigrant gang members. Dan Donovan always puts the people of Staten Island and South Brooklyn first. We can trust Dan Donovan. Dan Donovan, endorsed by Donald Trump.
I'm Dan Donovan, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Dan Donovan for Congress.
And we'll be out there tomorrow at noon, actually, at the Hilton in Staten Island for Congressman Donovan, Peter King. Congressman King will be there, and the great Rudolph Giuliani as well. And I'll be there running the show, and we'll do it. We're going to have a nice, fun time in support of Congressman Donovan. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. How you doing this morning? All good. I see the phone calls, and I apologize. You know, the show gets away, doesn't it, though? 877-970-2999. I promise I'm going to jump to the calls ASAP. I love telling you about First Love. This is at the Cherry Lane Theater. You're going to love this, by the way. This is Cherry Lane Theater proudly presents First Love, starring Academy Award nominee Michael O'Keefe. Chatted with Michael yesterday, right? Angelina Fiordalisi and Taylor Harvey. Through the eyes of the celebrated playwright Charles Mee, First Love follows a couple in their 60s as they meet and fall in love for the first time in their lives. They yearn to grow closer. But will they sabotage their last chance for love? Under the direction of Kim Wield, First Love is playing a very limited engagement through July 8th at the historic Cherry Lane Theater in New York City. It will only be around through July 8th, all right? Sometimes in life, you just get one chance. Don't miss yours. First Love at Cherry Lane Theater. It'll be around for a short while, so get your First Love tickets today at cherrylanetheater.org. cherrylanetheater.org.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Piscopo in the morning. It's 8:55. Let me grab a call. Mel in Brooklyn. Mel, always great to hear from you. Good morning. What's on your mind this morning, sir?
Good morning, Joe. Happy Father's Day, you and Al.
Thank you. Right back at you,
hope
Mel.
Hope you enjoy the day with your family.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk about the IG report. What we need to do is we have to have the same type of committee that they had in the mid-70s, the church committee, to examine how at the time, the deep state, which was the FBI, CIA, was being used. It was in the wake of Watergate and Vietnam, the Pentagon Papers. We are at that point right now. We have to examine how these parts of government are being abused by the people at the top.
Yeah. All right. Good point, Mel. Right on the money, as always. 5 minutes before 9 o'clock, 855 877 970 if you want to join us. Yeah, John Woodward is in for Joe Lundberg. Weather-wise, John, how are we doing this morning, my friend?
We're doing well, and the weather's getting off to a nice start on this Friday morning as well. It's comfortable out there, low humidity. So it's a nice Friday, and it's going to be a nice couple of days here, and nice for Father's Day as well, although it will be much warmer on Sunday, getting up to the upper 80s, humidity on the increase by Sunday as well.
Oh, we love it. Bring on the heat. Thank you so much, John. Appreciate it very much. John Woodward in our weather answer desk. Joe Lundberg is out during a 24-hour like marathon or something like that. Hey, let me go to Selma while I can. I'll try to bang out the call. Selma, we got a couple seconds. There you are. You're back. How you doing, sweetheart? Go ahead.
Thank you. Your colleague earlier, the attorney, said ethics and civics. That's what needs to be brought into schools, because you know what happened back in the day? They took away our vocational, they gave us all this liberal arts, and they dissociated our families from the children. And this is they complement each other. These agencies really come down and knock your socks off. So listen, and I also wanted to say, because this is a pet peeve that I have, you know, Mr. Milano, I love you, God bless you, but you need to stop sending your emails to Bernie and Sid. They are so destructive. They
all right, out. Selma, thank you. Yeah, thank you. So please, I don't want any inside radio. Please, people are so funny. They talk about radio. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. What happened? There's emails going back and forth, Frank. Is that right?
I don't. I have no idea.
I think she was referring to Frank sending emails to these people. Enough already.
Yeah.
And Selma's got to learn how to take a breath. Pause for a second. My goodness.
Al, you're
you
the
said
guy.
Her name. She was already 3 points had gotten on before she even got on.
Yeah. And you're the one who says to me, calm down. You actually told me to calm down.
I know. It's scary. It's scary.
I know.
But that guy, though.
But
see,
you know
that,
what
that
I got? I got yeah. No. I got to tell you, though. I listen to Al because then what I do from now on, and I get on Facebook, and forgive me if you hit me on Facebook, Joe, show up here. Joe, we'd love to have you. I can't get back to that, but you're absolutely right. And then from now on, if somebody says, could you do this?
No.
Send a car. Is that too much to ask? Send a car, send a driver, right? I'm driving around. I must have driven around like 4 or 5 hours yesterday,
no,
really.
It's simple. The answer is no. Can't
can
do
I have
it.
Call
Would love
you
to be there, but I can't do it.
Can I have you call?
No.
I can call Al Rotolo.
No.
Call Al to,
no,
to
don't
deal
call
with
me.
It.
Don't call me.
Come
I'm
on,
not driving you around. I'm going to lose my spot. Now all of a sudden my Gallagher wants it, you know. Frank, thank you for stirring the pot. Very much appreciate that.
I love that thing, guys. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. It's 8:58 right now, coming up on 9 o'clock. We're coming back, 877-970-2999. Dr. Jerry Camerata will join us. He's got a great new book called The Fun Book of Fatherhood as we approach Father's Day weekend. And Fred from Michaels of Brooklyn, Radio Piscopo, live from New York.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
64 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. If you like sea creatures, you'll love the Coney Island Mermaid Parade. Parade takes place 1 o'clock on Saturday. It's tied to the summer solstice and has been an annual tradition since 1983. Expect to see mermaids and mermen parading in silvery fishtails and sparkly body paint. Students in the Lakewood School District will have to use clear book bags starting in the fall. Parents will now be required to purchase the clear bags as part of a mandatory dress code. Any families dealing with financial hardship can receive bags via parent-teacher groups. This security change follows an incident in which two elementary school students attempted to bring a loaded gun into the Oak Street Elementary School on June 5th. In sports, Yankees beat the Rays 4-3. The Mets lost to the Diamondbacks 6-3. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Catullo, AM 970, The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.